Audition script, Wizard in Witchy World, by Jamie McFarlane. Read. The delicate smell of perfume caught my attention just before a flash of red drew my eye. A pretty young woman opened the door to the bakery, looked my way, and gave me an innocent smile before disappearing inside. For a moment, time froze and my vision became clouded. In my mind's eye, this same girl was being chased by a wolf, calling my name for help. Her desperate cries tore at my soul, spurring my dream self into action. We hadn't ever met, but in the vision, I felt a deep connection to this woman and knew I had to save her. Just as quickly as the vision came upon me, it vanished, leaving my heart racing. I shook my head and looked around, hoping no one witnessed my break with reality. Picking up my e-reader from the black wired mesh table where it had fallen, I tried desperately to lose myself in the story again, but my mind continued to wander. I'd only had a few visions in my life, and they eventually all came to fruition exactly as I had seen them. Unfortunately, that's nowhere near as helpful as you might expect. Without a date or some sort of context, I had no idea when or where this event would take place. Replaying the vision over and over, my mind searched for something more. But the dream faded, details slipping through my fingers as dreams are wont to do, leaving only fear, desperation, and a hideous sense of foreboding. It was weird. I'd only been in town for a few weeks, and my choice of Leotown was purely random, or so I thought. But that was the nature of my life. What I thought was random often turned out to be something entirely different. At least Leotown had an amazing bakery like Wheatfields, I thought, as I finished the rest of my scone. With renewed determination to concentrate on someone else's chaos, I tipped my chair back onto the bakery brick facade and took a swig of coffee. It wasn't the best in town, but the scones more than made up for the coffee shortcomings. Jeez, get going already, I thought, willing the author to introduce some sort of villainous character. With adrenaline coursing through my veins, reading would be a lost cause unless this guy picked up the pace. The next thing I knew, a musky scent wafted across my senses. I hadn't even gotten through the next paragraph. My highly sensitive nose is more of a burden than a gift. For the second time in as many minutes, I lifted my head and looked around. A shaggy, heavily bearded man in rumpled clothing leaned against the brick building adjacent to the bakery. The old market district was hardly the place to come if you intended to be picky about smells. Now, where was I again? Damn my ADD. Whitewood Coven. I awoke to the sound of pounding on my door. Hang on, I growled, trying to focus on the wall clock in the kitchen. 1 o'clock. I'd only been asleep for a few hours. The pounding started again. I said, hang on. I yanked the door open, prepared to give some asshole salesman a good piece of my mind. What do you want? I asked. My bluster evaporated as I recognized the woman standing in front of me. It was Red, in person. Mr. Felix? She asked. It sounded more like a meester. Cool. I'd always had a thing for accents, but maybe I paid too much attention to that sort of thing. What are you doing here? I need to talk to you. May I come in? She asked. Water splashed from the hood of her cloak, and it dawned on me that it was raining. The weather explained why I'd slept so deeply. As a wizard, my strength was tied to the natural forces around me, and rain was a powerful regenerator. A hint of her perfume caught me, and something else, a wisp of evergreen and clay. At this point, I need to admit that I'm not always the sharpest knife in the drawer, especially when it comes to attractive young women with accents. Sure, I said, stepping aside. She smiled demurely and reached up. The gesture seemed natural and harmless, that is, until the point where her hand touched my chest. Fire coursed through my body as she lifted, tossed me over a chair, and then jerked me back onto the couch. Shit, what the hell? I groaned. This girl had a serious attitude problem. Red jumped over the chair and placed her knee in my chest, right where her hand had burned me. She shoved her finger in my face. Quiet, Felix. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I need you to be truthful with me. Her innocent doe-eyed persona had completely evaporated, not to mention her accent. Damn it, I was letting you in, wasn't I? I asked. What were you doing outside Victoria Barrow's house last night? What's it to you? My chest hurt where her knee pressed on me, and there was only so much humiliation I was willing to take, even from a beautiful young witch. I shifted my position and tried to sit up. She murmured an incantation and touched my collarbone. Her finger felt like a blowtorch. "Knock that shit off," I snapped, "or I'm going to start taking it personal." "Tell me," she wagged her finger menacingly. The magic she was using was as familiar to me as my own. She was obviously part of a local coven, as no witch would be dumb enough to use this magic outside her own territory. The pine and clay told me they were earth witches, just like Judy's coven. I concentrated and felt three additional souls supporting her. They were standing with shoes off, toes dug into the soil, and hands joined. They had to be close by. Why the hell were they focused on me? I grabbed her hand and twisted hard. The look of surprise on her face gave me a feeling of smug satisfaction. I bet she hadn't expected that when she came into my house and tossed me around. Who was she to start this crap? Dark feelings turned into their own power, and I pushed her back, sending her sprawling on her butt against the overturned chair. "Is that how you want to play it?" She raised her hands defensively. "Cock!" A dark shape flirted through the open kitchen window and into the living room. Maggie landed between us on Red's knees, spreading her wings protectively. Crap! I backed up and dropped to the couch. I closed my eyes, trying to center myself. It had been a long time since I'd come that close to losing it. I pushed away the darkness and breathed out the way Judy taught me. My heart rate slowed, and my breath shuddered. I heard Red get up and knew she was trying to slip past me to the still-open front door. I flicked a wave of power, slamming the door shut. "Sit, if you know what's good for you," I growled. Still not completely in control, she returned to the couch and sat quietly.